house next door to me has been for sale for a couple months, and it was finally purchased, and the new owner moved in. I was painfully surprised to discover they were a quite handsome man, to be completely honest. Bit of a dad bod, but it looks like he chops wood for fun, and it almost looks like he's living in the house alone. At least there doesn't seem to be any ladies coming and going. Both of our yards face towards the south side, and it's a great place to go and hang out to catch a tan. I'm honestly not really into sunbathing because I am a vampire, but I do really appreciate a good show now and then. And I almost wonder if my neighbor knows that I'm watching, because he'll make an awful lot of noise on early on a Saturday afternoon, and I'll hear his screen door slam open and then slam shut, and then his music is blaring in the backyard, and I can hear him set out his chair, and I'm already at that gap in the fence that's a bit inconspicuous, and I can get a really good view of how he's laid out to soak in the sun. It's still early in the year, so his skin's kind of that gentle bronzy glow to it. Not that real deep, I'm trying to give myself skin cancer look. I would like to look healthy, thank you, glow. And it really accentuates the dark chest hair that covers his pecs and comes down to a bit of a triangle to scatter down his stomach a little bit. I can't lie and say that I didn't spend at least a few moments appreciating his broad shoulders that he's clearly been working on at the gym, and his hands look strong, and I find myself warming up thinking about how they would feel on my hips and maybe on my back. On me anywhere, really. They look like good hands, you know? I can't see his eyes because he's wearing sunglasses, and he has a hat kind of drooped over his face as he prepares to take, I guess, a afternoon nap. I'm excited about it because it affords me a little bit more comfort to reposition myself and slip my hand down into my pants, and I hesitate for just a moment before I start to play with my clit a bit, and I shift so I can see him laying there and take in more of, again, those broad shoulders are a great place to start, and again, he seems to be a little bit on the thicker side, which I am more than happy with, and his hips look like they're wearing too much clothing, if I'm being completely honest. If somebody were to see me there in that weird corner of the backyard, they would almost certainly laugh at how cartoonishly dumb I look. I have myself leaned up against a shed so I can thrust my hips out a bit and get better leverage to start fingering myself in a slow, just kind of enjoyable pace. I don't really want to rush myself through this. And I know he's going to be out here for at least 20 minutes. And I'm busy thinking about how I would like to run my hands over his chest and then down his stomach, and how maybe if he's really nice to me, I'll ride his face for a bit and let him eat me out. And if he's really nasty, I might even let him lick my ass a bit, but he's gotta be a little bit nasty first. Thinking about that causes me to get just a little bit wetter, and my fingers speed up a little bit, trying to curl in and hit my G spot. I'm not really thinking about how my breathing is starting to speed up. And I'm panting a bit, and my other hand is on my tits, squeezing them and teasing at them a bit, and then up on my neck, where it would be really nice if he put his hand or his lips or his teeth or maybe even his belt if I'm lucky. And, I get lost again in that idea of just riding his face for a bit and grinding on him, hearing his moans into my pussy as it just gets wetter and the anticipation rises. I find my fantasy drifting to the lower portion of his body. The way he's laid out, it's a bit hard to see most of the detail, but he clearly hasn't skipped leg day. And he's wearing a fairly loose pair of sports shorts. And if I look in just the right way, I feel like I can pick out the curve of his cock and I feel myself get a bit more excited that it looks like it could be juicy, you know? At this point, I'm letting out small moans and getting close to coming. The fantasy in my mind is enticing and exciting, and I think to myself, well, if he doesn't have a girlfriend, it could work out maybe. I don't really notice when his sunglasses go up a little bit, and my eyes are closed when I hear a hard slam on the fence right next to my head. And I let out a shriek and jerk my hands out of my pants and release my tits and try to look like I was just hanging out in this weird corner of my backyard, gawking through the fence, moaning like a bitch. I think he has to stand on his tippy toes to look over the fence, but then he's looking over at me. And he's got a bit of a strange gleam in his eye as he smirks and says, "I don't think we've met yet." And I feel the flush on my face just light right up. It would take an idiot to miss what exactly I was doing. And I don't honestly know how long he had been standing there listening to me, because my eyes had been closed for a couple minutes, and I can smell the oil on his body through the fence, and he smells like summer at the beach. And that kind of trips a nostalgic vibe for me. And despite the deep embarrassment I'm feeling, the little bit of mischief in his eyes makes me feel comfortable enough to say, "Oh, hey, are you new?" He lets out a bit of a murky chuckle and shakes his head and says, "No, I've been here for a couple months now. You should come over sometime for a drink." And I get this weird flutter in my chest, and if I were still fingering myself, I would be slick with wet at the suggestion. And I just stammer out a, that would be so wonderful. Maybe next weekend." And he smiles and cocks an eyebrow and says, "Well, I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing." And he walks away to go sit back in his chair, turns his music up a bit louder, and I slink myself back into the house to finish myself off and think about what might happen when I go over for drinks next weekend. Hey, thanks for listening. I don't even quite know where exactly that one came from. I just wanted to record something today and that popped out. Okay. Thank you. Bye.